Yes, my name is Irfan John. I'm a Methodist minister.
My name is Rahila Tanvir, and I'm Irfan's wife.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And please can you tell me, Reverend Irfan, a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a Methodist minister working with Wales Synod as a synod enabler with culturally diverse congregations and in four different directions. My first role is working among the culturally diverse people, no matter any race, religion, sexuality, or color. I'm working among all nationalities. This is my first role. And second role, I'm working among the culturally diverse congregations, the Christian people who came to this world, in Britain especially. They come and I'm working among those people to help them to find the churches and to arrange different languages, groups, the worship in their own languages, in their own cultures. And my third direction is advocacy role across the synod, mean pipe or bridge between the local community and culturally diverse congregation, how they come closer to each other. And of course, my fourth role is leading the worship as a church minister. I visited different churches, especially those churches where the ethnic people, they are coming to those churches. I try to find the preachings on those churches to introduce culturally diverse people to local communities, local congregations.
And what country are you from?
Basically, I'm from Pakistan.
Wonderful. And when did you come to England and why?
We came to, not only me, my wife and four children, in December 2005, we came to UK due to persecutions problem. I was a church minister for 7 years in Pakistan. Pakistan's the third biggest city, Faisalabad. And due to persecution problem, I left Pakistan and we came to UK. Yeah, when we came here, we are the first, we can say, wandering in England for 40 days. And after that, we came to Wales. And we found Wales, not only Wales, all over UK, we found a very welcoming by our family and to the people of different cultures, races, and especially the Methodist people. Before coming to this country, I was a minister in Pakistan for 7 years. And when I came to in this country, in Pakistan, I worked with the Presbyterian Church of Pakistan. When I came here, I started working with the Methodist Church. And in 2007, I have been transferred from Presbyterian Church Pakistan to Methodist Church. And the Methodist Church, they gave me this role, working up as a synod enabler with culturally diverse congregations in Wales.
And within these roles that you take on, what have been your achievements?
I can say a lot of achievement, especially with my roles working among the culturally diverse congregations. And I started a lot of languages churches in Wales. And secondly, the working among the asylum seekers and refugees. A few years ago, I was an ambassador of Cardiff City of Sanctuary. And I help in this way, helping people the form filling, we can say, helping them to find the places for their children in schools, helping the people through the house stuff given to me by the Methodist or some other friends, giving to the people, small stuffs giving to the people. And the big achievement, with the support of my beautiful wife, a new Guinness World Record we made in 2014, most nationalities in a nativity play. And it took place in Cardiff Millennium Center. And I can say, our big support from my family and the slogan Methodist Church, they gave me buy one, get other five free, my four children and my wife, and I have a big support. And when you see the video of that program, you can see beautiful costumes all made by my wife. My elder daughter, she was the writer and director of that nativity play. My second daughter, she helped us with all the administration work. And my son Daud, who's a Methodist Church youth president right now, he helped he made all the props. And my youngest daughter, now that time she was too young, but now she's going to uni, she helped me with choose the different characters.
Wow. So it was a big family affair.
Yes.
And why did you decide to try and break a world record?
nothing in my in our mind to like the break the world record. Actually, with my this role, we try to like that how to bring different culturally people who they are coming from, different background, different culture, different religion, race, nationalities, and that we found that this is the best way Christmas season to bring people to that they come closer to each other. And the result of that one, the all the people who they took part in the nativity play, since best of my knowledge and I know them, they are my best friends and they are each other's best friends.
Wow, so it seems that your work in the Synod, bringing culturally diverse communities together, was the perfect place, that nativity, to bring more cultures together.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so and not only I arrange only this nativity play, this type of, especially the Christmas programs, I arranged in different parts of Wales, like in Wrexham, North Wales, Mid Wales area, and then in Swansea, and different like at the more church in Neath, Port Talbot, I arrange that nativity play. Wherever I find the space and ethnic people, we tried as a family, big sport of Rahila with me, that we arrange these type of Christmas different activities, how to bring the people and local community and culture to come closer to each other.
We didn't broke any record, we made this record. So this is the first time in the history of Guinness World Record that this record was made. And then we really enjoyed while working on that, bringing people together, casting different people. And then we had a wonderful time to know other culture, other country people, and not just us, because there were some other people, they never knew, oh, if these Christian people are from this country, or this Christian people are from that country, people, they have come to know from some countries that the Christianity exists, or Christian people exist in other countries too.
Absolutely. And your husband briefly spoke about your role in the nativity, but what was your favorite part of the nativity in what you did?
Yeah, the main thing was I designed all those costumes, and then bringing all these costumes together, I really enjoyed, like, because I can do the sewing and knittings, all these things, and these are kind of my habits too. And so I enjoyed bringing all these things together. And then when I used to go and try on those people, that brings me a very big kind of happiness.
She not only made the costumes during these nativity plays, wherever, like in different cities, she feed them with Indian food as well during all practices.
I used to cook in very, very big pans, and then take do our practice on the churches where we used to practice. And then the people, they used to love my biryani. And sometimes people, they used to tell me, oh, you are the one, you can feed 5,000. So I can't feed the 5,000. But I tried to meet the people who are we were working together. So just hospitality and the love, and the thing what the our Jesus wants us to share with other. And then like early church used to do.
Yes.
So just try to make that happen.
Definitely. Mm. And for either of you, what inspires you?
My father was working as a missionary kind of work, so going and approaching other people and bringing other people at home, and he was working in other religions too, and so for myself, and then bringing people around, if someone is around the corner, and especially some pastors or evangelists, so he used to bring them home. So the feeding other people and caring other people, it's from our culture as well, and from our family as well, and even from my since as a from Sunday school, youth, everywhere we have learned this that how should be loving, caring, and welcoming.
Yeah, this is like the model role our Lord Jesus Christ, like which inspires me all the time, like the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. 16, 17, and 18 verses, like the verses said, the our Lord Jesus, like the, he read that from the Bible, the Lord sent me to how to help the others. And this is like the not only my responsibility or Rahila's responsibility, it's every Christian's responsibilities to share the good news with others. This is, as a Christian, our responsibility. And mostly I use the word, as a church minister, as a Christian, as a member of God's family, to win the people for Christ through your good deeds. No matter what race they are, what color they are, what like the nationality they are, we need to win the people for Christ through our good deeds.
In the pandemic, you are obviously a minister. How did your work change? You couldn't go out necessarily into communities or be with people physically. So what did you do instead?
Here, I first, like before I tell you like the what during pandemic, what we did, I really appreciate my beautiful wife again, Rahila. I still remember my first meeting on Zoom with my other colleagues, Methodist ministers. And in our first Zoom meeting, a staff meeting, like when other staff like the, because my job is, I'm not a single church minister. I'm working all over Wales. I'm based in Cardiff, but working all over Wales. Even though I'm leading two fellowships in Cardiff and Swansea, Urdu, Hindi and Punjabi fellowships. But during my staff meeting, some other ministers, they were a little bit like upset because they did a lot of funerals. Only like if wife died, husband is only the present in that, and they can't shake hands even with the people. And the husband died, wife is alone standing with, because the government, they not allowed people to like to gather. And they were very upset like that. And like I discussed with Rahila after my meeting, how can we bring smile to our ministers, because the hard job, even though NHS still we appreciate, and we did a lot of clap outside like for our NHS, but like the, how can we do, what we can do for our church ministers? And immediate, she said, okay, weekly basis, we will cook, I'll cook the food, and we are possible if you get a permission to go outside, not be it agreed to the minister, but just drop the food to their doorsteps. And like at the first day when we did it, we received a phone call from my colleagues, oh Irfan, you give a big smile to our faces because we can't go outside, but like this food changes our lives, so like a more encouragement, we go outside and help the people who they are victim of COVID-19. And secondly, like at the during COVID-19, Urdu, Hindi and Punjabi community here in Wales, what we immediately decided with the help of my two children, Iraj and Daud and Rahila, we opened this room where we are sitting right now, like to live services. And first, the wave, when we the first wave came in March 2020, we started every day Zoom meeting, 5 till 6 o'clock prayer with the people, like a lot of people, they started coming on Zoom meetings. And every Sunday, we started a Facebook live service in Urdu, Hindi and Punjabi. And I would like to say thank you to all the people, like the friends in living in Wales, Urdu, Punjabi and Hindi people. They sang hymns and psalms for us in their own houses, and they sent them to me, and we did these recordings on the live services. The people, they did the readings, they lead us in the prayer. And like this is like we tried from this room, like people, they be awake or like be in contact, because I learned like immediate during the pandemic, I learned one thing. I can't say where I read that joke, but true joke which I read somewhere in early March or April 2020, Satan went to God and he said, oh, you said so many times, like I have a lot of churches, a lot of people, they are coming to churches, and see, I closed all the churches. And the God said, no problem, no matter, if churches are closed, I open the house, churches in every house. And this comes true, the every house was like an active, people, they started Zoom services, the people, they started like a listening and taking part in the Zoom services. And this is because COVID-19, when it came, everyone started saying, after the COVID, we can see a different world, and we can see a different world. People, they like the still the social distance, and like the jobs, about the transportation, factories, everything is closed, and people, they are disturbed, but different world. But this is the time, like I can say, churches, they may try, if the churches come forward, they make up again change in the lives of people, because people, they need a smile, they need laughter in their lives, because a lot of people, the problem came like the loneliness, and the, this is the way the churches, they can come forward to give a laughter or smile on their, the people's faces.
If you could create, not to change anything, but a perfect church, what would it look like?
I love to follow the my son's this year's, like my son Daud, who just elected a youth president for 21 and 22. God's house for everyone. We need a welcoming church, no matter what race they are, what background they are. We need to welcoming people. We can show our love to the people through our gestures, like that this is the way, because due to mask, we can't show our smile to the people. But we can show our love to people through our gestures. And this is the way people, they understand. And this is the way, how we react our body to see other strangers in our church. When if we welcome them, they will come again to our fellowship. And this is the way we come closer to each other. And this is the my job role, bring the people to together to each other.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. I think we'll end there. Unless there's anything else. Mm-hmm.
We can have a cup of tea.
Thank you.